Members of the September 11th Commission have more to hear before they render their final report in July. Next month, former President Clinton is scheduled to explain privately what his administration knew and did about al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. President Bush and Vice President Cheney will be interviewed, but only by two commissioners. This week, the commission heard from a raft of witnesses at the highest levels of government. But the witness whose testimony may be remembered above all is Richard Clark, a counterterrorism expert in four administrations, with a controversial new book published just this week.
The reason I am strident in my criticism of the President of the United States is because by invading Iraq, the President of the United States has greatly undermined the war on terrorism.
Vincent Canestraro headed intelligence programs for the National Security Council in the Reagan administration and retired as head of the CIA Counterterrorism Policy and Analysis Section. He joins us from his home in Virginia. Mr. Canestraro, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Daniel Benjamin directed counterterrorism for the NSC in the Clinton administration. He is now a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he joins us here in the studio. Mr. Benjamin, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Let me ask both of you. Richard Clark's testimony was certainly the most dramatic appearance before the commission this week. What do you think are the most important lessons to be learned from the public testimony we heard? Let's start with Mr. Benjamin.
I think some of the most important issues are simply how difficult it was to move the different parts of the government to take this threat seriously. Remember, this was a completely unprecedented threat. We had never been in a position where we had to consider that an actor that was not a state and that had tentacles all over the world was a primary threat. This was really a strategic revolution for the U.S.
Mr. Canestraro?
What impressed me most was the fact that the recognition of the threat came very, very late. And someone like Dick Clark, who had been preoccupied with that subject matter for a long time, had very great difficulty in communicating what that threat was to his superiors, particularly in the Bush administration, but also, I think, in the Clinton administration as well.
You know, I worked for Dick. And he strongly believed that the nation was at risk. And one of the things I hope people take away from this extraordinary performance in Washington is that we might need to rethink what we feel about bureaucrats, because some of them are actually rather heroic.
What do you think of the performance of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice in this period? She has not testified in public before the commission, although she was interviewed commission behind closed doors.
I think the vituperation coming out of the administration and out of Condi Rice herself directed against Dick Clark speaks very poorly for the administration. If they have a case to make, they can make it in public and before the commission, but they don't have to demonize someone to present their own case.
What do you think of the case? What do you think of Condoleezza Rice's performance since September 11?
I think she has been very slow to recognize the nature of the new world we're living in. She comes out of a Cold War expertise, and all of a sudden the new threats are transnational. I think part of the reason is that people in the administration who had the greatest say in foreign policy, primarily those people in the vice president's office and at the Department of Defense, had a fixed idea of what the threats in the world were, and those threats weren't from al-Qaeda or from transnational terrorism. The real source of all international terrorism was Saddam Hussein, and he was the one they had to turn their attention to. Now, was that a mistake? Obviously it was. And when Dick Clark says that Iraq was really a diversion from the war on terrorism, because it took away resources that were dedicated to getting Osama bin Laden and directed them to a country which was not known as a sponsor of terrorism at least the last 8 years, that obviously drew down on our ability to prosecute the war on terrorism.
They also misunderstood the nature of these religiously motivated terrorists and the way in which, by invading Iraq, we would play into their hands by essentially confirming their argument. I mean, Osama bin Laden says the United States wants to occupy Muslim lands and destroy Islam. And in several different instances, he's been trying essentially to challenge us to do that. And he was cheerleading for this invasion. And so not only are they gaining on the battlefield right now, but they also are gaining ideologically.
That's an excellent point that Dan makes. is that we have really increased the nature of the problem we face by invading Iraq. And it's something we're going to be paying for a long time to come.
The commission has yet to hear from President George W. Bush and former President Bill Clinton. Could you just tell me very quickly, each of you, what you would want to ask those two gentlemen, Mr. Benjamin?
I have to say that the people I want to hear from most are actually not the two presidents. It's the two directors of the FBI, because that institution played a critical role. And I want to hear from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs over the last period. But to answer your question, I think I would want to know, what was your understanding of the threat? What were you doing on a daily basis or on a weekly basis to move the bureaucracy to confront this? What were the hurdles you faced? And what is your understanding of the threat today?
Mr. Canestraro?
Yeah, I think I would like to hear from President Clinton why he didn't take more structural approaches to getting the intelligence community fit for the kind of threat that was going to be faced by the United States over the long term. In other words, wasn't there some kind of middle way between using cruise missiles and doing nothing?
He had 8 years to repair the fact that there was no human intelligence, there was no good information.
And one of his appointees, John Deutsch, did absolutely nothing to get the...
he was director of Central Intelligence.
...for this kind of a threat. But I agree with Dan. Look, if they don't understand the nature of the threat, the religiously motivated threat, and they don't have the tools to deal with it, then, you know, what are they going to do about it? What is President Bush going to do about it? How are they going to construct this so we don't face the problem again?
Vince Canestraro directed intelligence programs for the National Security Council in the Reagan administration. He spoke to us from his home in Virginia. And Daniel Benjamin is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. His book is called The Age of Sacred Terror. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.